Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
Welcome to the podcast, fellow Chiefs fans. I am Jason Thomas. Just wanted to put out a quick little podcast here before the second preseason game. Kansas City Chiefs, Arizona Cardinals, Friday night. And just talk a little bit about what I would like to see in this game. And the first thing is going to be the interior defensive line, very similar to last week, Colin Saunders and Tershawn Wharton. And I think it's even more important this week because Derek Nnadi once again wasn't able to practice much this week. He's going to be dealing with that hip pointer probably for a while, so there's no guarantee he will be ready at full 100% by the first week of the season. So we're not sure exactly how many snaps we're going to be getting from him at the start of the season. So you want to know that his backups can come in there and do a solid job. And Jaren Reed also this week left training camp practice early. I was dealing with some things. So, we just need to know that those backup guys are ready to play. And Tershawn Wharton, he impressed a lot of us last year. Colin Saunders, of course, dealt with a dislocated elbow early on in the season last year. But in the first preseason game, both of those guys were crazy good. They were going up against a backup offensive lineman. And it turns out Aaron Banks with the Niners, he had a shoulder injury in that game that he hid from the team. And he's going to be out a few weeks getting the shoulder surgically repaired. So, was that the only reason they look so good, or, were they really dominating anyway? And honestly, I think they were probably dominating anyway. Guys in the NFL are always hurt, so you've got to be able to deal with that. The second thing I'm looking forward to in this game is Willie Gay actually getting some preseason action. He was able to put on the pads this week, get some practice, and I think currently he is going to be playing Friday night. And, by the end of practice this week, he was back out there with Anthony Hitchens running with the ones. And I'd like to really see him with this first-team defense. And Nick Bolton, played with the starters the first week. I don't think he's ready yet. Especially in a role where he's going to have to do any coverage. I think if you've listened to this podcast, you've probably listened to some others where they talked about Bolton's coverage and how it was lacking a little bit. And then there was camp video this week of one-on-ones. And, you can't take that to heart too much. But in the coverage drill, he was covering Blake Bell one-on-one, and Blake Bell just roasted him and then ran away from him. And Blake Bell is not a particularly fast player. So the fact that he was able to just flat out run away from Nick Bolton kind of talks about the little bit of the lack of speed that Bolton has, especially when he has to turn one direction, turn back, and accelerate. Maybe as his mental processing speeds up, he'll be able to go through that faster. But right now, he definitely looks like he needs some work in the coverage aspect of the game. Willie Gay, on the other hand, can flat out run with anybody. So, I want to see that. And of course, Anthony Hitchens looked good in the preseason game Friday. So, both those guys out there should be quite a bit more speed than we had on the field last year. And I'm ready to see that. The corners, I want to see if the rotation stays the same. Of course, we had Legarius Sneed and Treverius Ward as the two starting corners. And then when we went to three corners, Sneed moved inside and Mike Hughes came in. And then with the second team, Fenton basically held the Legarius Sneed role. And DeAndre Baker came in and played the Mike Hughes role. And I want to, give a shout out to the KC Sports Laboratory. They were the ones talking about this, and they're the ones that brought it at least to my attention. So I kind of got it from those guys, but it's just an interesting thought that they've already kind of got these defined roles in the first preseason game, and if they stay in those roles going forward. And I really like that for Fenton, because if something happens to Snead, he is the guy I would like to see in there. I think a lot of Fenton, a sixth-round pick that has, I believe, you know, given us a lot, and I would kind of like to see the Chiefs get him re-signed if they can, on a cheap deal that would still make him a lot of money, but keep him around with the Chiefs for a long time in a, you know, backup capacity. On offense, I think everybody is excited to see this offensive line get to play with together a little more. I think we only got 11 snaps with them together in the first game, so I think they'll probably hopefully get to see about double that in this game. I know Reed said today the starters would play most of the first half, but you know, you got to take that with a grain of salt. You know, if they play all the first quarter, that would probably be quite a bit for Kelce, Hill, and Mahomes. Well, the starting offensive line might stay in for a series with Henny after that. Something like that is what I would expect. But, you know, as good as the offensive line looked last week, we want to see that continue. But what I'm most interested in is when the second team comes out, where is Mike Remmers? And I think he's going to be the left tackle with the second team. And if he is, I think that's a really good sign for Lucas Niang, really having a hold of that starting right tackle job and no signs of giving it up. If they're wanting to get Remmers out there with the second team at left tackle. And then, you know, we'll see how the rest of the second team works out. Andrew Wiley's been working a lot at tackle with the second team, and that might be, you know, his ticket to making this team because he's got guard versatility too. So there's still some things to work out. Prince Tego, who I can't pronounce the rest of his name, you know, you can just tell when he's out there how fluid he moves. It's a little bit different than the rest of the offensive linemen. You know, is he going to be a practice squad guy, or is he going to be a guy that can sneak onto this roster? I want to see that. And then a couple guys on offense, you want to see Mecole Hardman get that bad taste out of his mouth from the drop in the first game. I didn't really hold that against him too much. You know, they only got one series, but you want to see him kind of come out and rectify that. Those plays across the middle where he has a lot of contact, that's what he's going to have to do this year. And, you know, I'm not sure he can. So you'd like to see him perform in that role. And then you want to see Noah Gray get that bad taste out of his mouth from last week, too. Just, I think, a couple unfortunate plays for him that look kind of bad, but I don't know that they were entirely his fault. And I think he's going to get a lot of play out there because I think the Chiefs want to use him this season and they know he needs experience. And then Jody Fortson, you know, that first preseason game, he had a heck of a game. He got to run with the ones a little bit this week. You know, just got a few snaps that he wasn't getting earlier in training camp. So does he get more of a look earlier in this game? And that is really what I want to see. You know, I would guess that Darwin Thompson will get some run in the second half. I think he's got a bit of an uphill battle to make this team. But Elijah McGuire, who I talked about in the podcast Sunday, he was put on injured reserve after the game Saturday night. He, I believe, hurt a knee and an ankle. He's going to be out a while, and that was going to hurt his chances of making the team. So the Chiefs went ahead and put him on IR, which means he can reach an injury settlement with the Chiefs and play for somebody else this season, but not for the Chiefs when you're put on IR in the preseason. So that, I think, opens up a little bit of a path for Byron Pringle to at least try to be snuck on to the practice squad if he can't make the 53-man roster. That is all I got. I hope you guys have a great rest of the week and enjoy that game Friday night. Go Chiefs! So since I am recording this podcast on my phone, I am not editing it. And I realize I said Byron Pringle at the end of the last segment instead of saying Darwin Thompson. I think the reason I said that was I had Antonio Callaway on my mind and the wide receivers. Callaway was also part of the 85-man cutdown. The Chiefs had to get rid of five guys after this first preseason game. Callaway was cut with his injury, and he did make it through waivers, and he reverted back to the Chiefs. So he's not on their roster, but they do have him in an injured capacity where he can come back next year. So forget that I just said that Byron Pringle might make the practice squad when he's, you know, our number three or number four wide receiver, and I meant to say Darwin Thompson. Have a great week, guys.